Have your Bible turned with tonight to Judges chapter 7. Judges chapter 7. The Bible says, then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the well of Harob, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moriah in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me. Now therefore, go to, proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down into the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people under the water, and the Lord said unto Gideon, every one that lappeth of the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink. And a number of them that lapped, putting his hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you and deliver the Midianites into thine hand, and let all the other people go every man unto his place. So the people took victuals in their hand and their trumpets, and he set all the rest of Israel, every man, unto his tent, and retained those 300 men, and the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, arise, get thee down unto the host, for I have delivered it into thine hand. But if thou fear to go down, go thou with Pharaoh, thy servant, down to the host. And thou shalt hear what they say, and afterward shall thine hands be strengthened to go down unto the host. Then went he down unto with Pariah his servant unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude, and their camels were without number as the sand by the seaside for multitude. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow, and said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian, and came unto a tent, and smote it that it fell, and overturned it that the tent lay along. And his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. For into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host. And it was so when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped and returned into the host of Israel and said, arise, for the Lord hath delivered into your hand the host of Midian. And he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, look on me and do likewise, and behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. And when I blow with a trumpet, and all that are with me, then blow ye with trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the midnight, and in the middle watch, and they had but newly set the watch. And he blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew in the trumpets and brake the pitchers, and held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands to blow withal. And they cried, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp. And all the host ran and cried and fled. And the 300 blew the trumpets. And the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the host. And the host fled to Bethshetha in Zarath, and to the border of Abel-Malon, unto Tabith, and the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of Naphtali and out of Asher and out of Manasseh and pursued after the Midianites. And Gideon sent messengers throughout all Ephraim, saying, come down against the Midianites and take before them the waters unto Bethbara and Jordan. Then all the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together and took the waters from Bethbara and Jordan. And they took two princes of the Midianites, Oreb and Zeb, and they slew Oreb upon the rock. Oreb and Zeb they slew at the wine press of Zeb, and pursued Midian and brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon on the other side of Jordan. Amen. I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God be my help, and we won't be long, but I want to preach just a little while on the little is much, because God is enough. Amen. Little is much, because God is enough. As you see this here, you see Gideon, and he comes down to the top of the valley, and he's beginning to go prepare to go into battle. Amen. He's beginning to prepare. He's come to the valley. I wonder today, in the era that we live in, how many of us is coming to that valley? That valley where we're going to fight a battle. That valley where we got something we got to stand up against. That valley where we have to take a stand in this old world, where we have to try to do that that's pleasing to God. Even though everywhere we look, all around us, there's opposition. All around us, hey, somebody that don't want us to overcome. Hey, somebody wants to put us down. But praise be to God, we come to the mouth of that valley. And praise God, there's a God of glory. He says, go on, son. It'll be all right. Go on, daughter. I'll tarry with you. I'll be there to help you. Praise God, in the battle and in the fight. And old Gideon, he lines up. He prepares for battle. Now, he had some doubts. Amen. Just like me and you. Sometimes we have doubts. Sometimes we have worries and fears. Old Gideon even cast the fleece. He said, Lord, he said, you know, if you really, he had done delivered him out of the hands of people. He had done went up, teared down the altars, and all the altars of Baal had destroyed them. And God said, you go ahead and take it. He said, I'm going to deliver the Midianites into your hands. Amen. And the Malachites, he said, I'm going to deliver them to you. He said, I'm going to put them out there. He said, pray God, they're yours. And Gideon, he said, well, wait a minute, Lord. He said, hey, don't be angry with me. I want to ask you a question. Hey, praise God, I want to just put out a fleece tonight, and said, if you really mean for me to win in this battle, he said, I want to wake up in the morning. He said, I want that fleece to be wet, and I want the ground all around it to be dry. Old Gideon got up the next morning. The Bible said he picked up that fleece, and praise God, took it and wrung out a whole pitcher of water. Praise God. Glory be to God. And he said, well, Lord, now don't be angry with me. Praise God, just let me test you one more time, Lord. I just want to make sure it's what you want me to do. He said, I'm going to lay that fleece out again, and I want you to be wet all around. Praise God. But I want that fleece to be dry. I bet he went to sleep that night like most of you. Said, let's see if God can do that. Yeah. Amen. I wonder how many times God spoke to our hearts. Pray God said it's going to be all right. And we said, well, Lord, are you sure? Yeah. But the Bible said, oh, he didn't got up the next morning. Praise God, he went out there and he grabbed up that fleece, and there wasn't a wet spot on it. Yeah. And that ground, like, praise God, I bet it looked like one of these monsoons we've been having. All around it, praise God, was seeping, sopping wet, praise God. But praise God, there wasn't a drop of water on that fleece. Amen. Praise God, I think sometimes we put out the fleece, praise God, and God begins to show us what He wants, and we still ignore God. Why? Because we're afraid. But I won't say, praise God, little as much, because God's great. I mean, He's a big old God, and God is enough, praise God. But they said, the Bible tells us here, they go down to the valley, and they begin to set up the fight. And the Lord said to Gideon, he said, hey, listen, there's too many of you. Now, I got the picture in this in my mind. Now, these folks is already kind of scared. Because the Bible, if you study, praise God, the Bible said they were, the Amalekites, the Midianites, they were spread out all through the valley. I mean, they were so many you couldn't even number them. Amen. They were like grasshoppers. They were just everywhere. Amen. Praise God. So, hey, don't you know they were some scared people? But the Lord said, hey, listen, Gideon said, you know, I can't give you this battle because you just got too many people. Huh? He said, you got too many men for me to give you this battle. If I let you win this battle, you're going to rise up and be bold, and you're going to say, hey, look, you know, I'm going to give glory to myself. You're going to say, hey, look what we did. Amen. You know, if we ain't very careful, we get caught up in pride. Amen. God brings us here. He brings us to that valley. Praise God. He brings us through that valley and delivers us safe over on the other side. And praise God, you got to sit back, stick our thumbs in, say, boy, look what I did. Amen. I tell you, praise God, we better give God glory for it all. Hey, call God. Hey, listen, I can't do nothing in myself. I pray God, when I get up in the morning and my feet hit that floor, I pray God, it's the good grace of God. Hey, pray God, that allows me to do that. If it wasn't for Him and His mercy and that great love He has for us, pray God, we wouldn't even get up in the morning. But thank God, He says He sees fit to extend His grace for one more day. So I can see this picture. Now just picture this with me. Now the Bible says here that they was 32,000 altogether. Gideon's army, they was 32,000. And God says, hey, listen, and the Midianites and the Amalekites, they're scattered all over the valley. Probably 100,000 or hundreds of thousands. Amen? And He said, hey, listen, Gideon, I can't let you in because there's too many of you. Said, you might get heady and high-minded. So He said, hey, listen, what I want you to do, He said, I want you to proclaim in the ears of people saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return, depart early from the Mount Gilead. Amen. He said, those that are fearful and afraid. Now, they're here. Now, you've got to picture this. The whole valley's full of the enemy. There's 32,000 of them. Amen. And they got, hey, we're fixing to go to battle. War, hey, the fight's fixing to be on. 32,000 against who knows how many. And God says, get it, that's too many. He said, they got to do it. You got to do it. I want you to do it with less. So He said, any all those that are fearful and afraid. You know what that means? Jacob, you know what it means, fearful and afraid? That means really scared. Amen? He said, all those that's really scared. He said, just send them to the house. Tell them it's okay just to go on home. So they pack up. The Bible says there's 22,000 of them. 22,000 of the 32, praise God, pack up their duds and head for the house. Now, can you imagine? So then you've got 10,000 left. 10,000 mighty men of valor. Amen. It talks about them over in Judges chapter 6. These mighty men of valor. He said, hey, listen, they just say there's 10,000 left. And Gideon says, okay, so I've got some choice men. They're not afraid to fight. He said, we're going to pray. We're going to seek God's will. And we're going to get it. We're going to get it on. Amen. But God says, He looks down, He says, Gideon, He said, that's still too many. Amen. He said, it's still too many. He said, hey, he said, we need to, He said, you need to bring them down to the brook, bring them down to the river, bring them down to the water. He said, I'll separate them there for you. Now I can just see in my mind's eye, he's telling Gideon this, and Gideon's like, you know, he's kind of disappointed because 22,000 of his men take off and go, and praise God, he's just left with 10,000 men and a whole valley full of Mennonites and Amalekites, praise God, ready to fight. Can you picture it? And God says, hey, Gideon, I want you to take your men, I want you to go down there to the river. He said, I want you to go down there. He said, I'll try them for you there. Amen. And he says, those that bow down and lap like a dog, praise God. He said, hey, listen, you put them to one side. And he said, those that bow down on their knees and drink, he said, you put them on the other side. He said, we'll separate them that way. And you know the story, praise God. He said, hey, listen, he said, they was 300 men went down there and they were vigilant men. Praise God. They was looking for the enemy. He said, they bowed on one knee, you know. They reached down in that water. They scooped that water up with a vigilant eye and they began to lap it into their mouth like that. Amen. And he said, hey, listen, you separate those men there. And then the others, they went down there. They fell down on both knees. They just plucked their face down the water and began to suck that water up. He said, you separate them, put them on the other side. Gideon done that, and when he was done, God said, now get some Gideon. I tell you what I'm going to do. Those 300 men that lapped like a dog, he said, I'm going to give you this battle. I'm going to let you win this war. Praise God with those 300 men. Can you picture it? So I can see old Gideon. He's 10,000 men. And he said, all you but these 300, you stay right here. All the rest of you, just go ahead and get your stuff. Just go on the house. We don't need you. God said, this is enough. Amen. Hey, little is much. Amen. Because God is enough. Amen. Hey, listen, a little bit of faith, praise God, is enough because God is enough. Amen. Glory to God. When we put a little bit of faith in Him, we trust in Him, praise God. Hey, listen, that little bit of faith, praise God, is plenty because God's enough. Amen. So I can see old Gideon. He begins to he separates them out. He sends them all those men home. He gets his 300 together. And the Lord said, now Gideon, by these 300s that I'm going to give you, I'm going to give you, deliver the Midianites into thine hand. Amen? He said, let all the others go, every man into his place. And the Bible says, so they took their victuals and their hand and their trumpets, and he sent all the rest of Israel, every man into his tent. And he retained those 300 men. The host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. So here's Gideon. Amen? It's kind of ironic because he had done put out the fleece. God done told him twice he was going to win. He said, if you're truly going to deliver the Midianite into my hand, he said, this is what you need to do. God did it. Amen? So Gideon, he's got these 300 men. He begins to get ready. And I think it's kind of wrong here. The Holy Ghost of God says, and the host of the Midianites was beneath him in the valley. And I think the Holy Ghost God didn't want us to forget, praise God, that God Almighty was, he was still aware of the enemy. Hey, glory to God. Ain't you glad God's always aware of the enemy? Amen. Hey, it don't matter who's coming against you. It don't matter, praise God, the obstacles you face. Praise God, God's always aware of the enemy. I want to say tonight, praise God, there's nothing ever taken him by surprise. Amen. And he knows exactly what we need to overcome and to win. He knows what you need tonight to get victory over what you're facing. Amen. He knows already. He's already got a plan. Amen. So he tells Gideon, he said, you take those 300 men. And he said, oh yeah, by the way, the enemy's still in the valley. They're waiting on you. All those Mennonites and all those Malachites, he said, they're still there. Ain't nothing changed. And he told him, what you do? In verse 9, he said, and it came to pass the same night the Lord said unto him, arise and get thee down into the host, for I have delivered it into thine hand. He said, okay, buddy. He said, here we go. Amen. Have you ever felt like God's trying to get you ready for something, and before you get ready, He says, let's go. Amen. The situation around you, it begins to escalate, and here you are in it, and you prayed, you said, Lord, okay, you know, this is what's going on, this is that, I need your help, and I know that you're God Almighty, I know you're able to do all things, and all of a sudden you're right in the middle of a situation. Amen. And God said, hey, listen, it's time to get done. It's time to go. Amen. And so you're still standing there waiting. You know, well, Lord, I'm still trying to figure out which direction you want me to go. And the Lord said, well, that was easy, buddy. He said, just go with me. Amen. Praise the Lord. That always works. You go with God. Amen. So he says, God's got a sense of humor. I tell you, he does. He said, arise, get thee down into the host, for I have delivered it in thine hand. But if thou fear to go down, go thou with Purah, thy servant, down to the host. He said, now if you're afraid to go by yourself. Now can you imagine? I mean, you're talking about 301 men, counting Gideon, against the whole host. Whole valley full of the enemy. And he said, if you're afraid to go down there, he said, just take your buddy, take your servant with you. Amen. Hey, listen, I won't say tonight, praise God, you can go, you can fight any enemy this world has as long as you got the servant with you. Amen. Hey, listen, as long as the Holy Ghost of God's with you, amen, glory be to God, it's going to be all right because He'll show you just exactly the plan that God has for you. He'll begin to work that plan out in you, and praise God, He'll direct you, praise God, into God's plan for your life. Amen. So he said, hey, if you're afraid of something, if something's bothering you, if you get a little scared, if you're a little bit scared, praise God, just say, Lord, just send the Holy Ghost of God along with me. Amen. So I'm glad I can, everywhere I go, every time I get in a situation, I can say, Lord, praise God, I thank God you're there with me. I can feel you in my heart. Amen. You get down earnestly praying with God, to God, seeking His face, boy, and there's a big old bubble up, comes up in you. Amen. And you know that He's there. Ain't that the best feeling in the world? I mean, it don't matter what's going on, don't matter how dark the night, don't matter how alone you feel. Praise God, you get to talking earnestly with the Lord, and all of a sudden that Holy Ghost bump comes up on you. Amen. That Holy Ghost feeling, He says, I'm here. I'm right here. Amen. Never leave you. I wouldn't forsake you. So the Bible says he got the servant, and he went down. See, God said, don't go about in this by yourself. He said, take the servant with you. I believe a lot of times what we do, we try to go by ourselves. We don't take the servant with us. That servant, praise God, Holy Ghost of God. Hey, He'll help us through the situation. He'll give us that light, guidance, and leadership. He'll help us to say what we need to say. And He'll help us, by the way, to not say what we don't need to say. Amen? He'll give us that encouragement. He'll give us that direction, praise God, from the throne of grace. But the Bible said He took His servant. And He said, you go down and said, thou shalt hear them. And thou shalt hear what they say. And afterward shall thine hands be strength to go down unto the host. And He said, then went He down with Purah His servant unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude, and their camels were without number, and the sand as the sand by the seaside for multitude. Now listen to this. He said, when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow. And he said, behold, I dreamed a dream. Now you just picture this. Gideon and his servant are outside. Amen. They're standing right outside the host. And these men are talking. And they said, look, said, I dreamed a dream. And said, in this dream that I had. And he goes on to begin to tell the dream. He said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian, and came unto a tent, and smote it that it fell, and overturned it that the tent lay along. And this guy says, this fella, and the Bible says, and the fella answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. For into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host. So this fella hears the dream, and he said, this could be nothing else. Amen. I want to tell you, praise God, when you go to face the enemy with the Holy Ghost of God on your side, He'll put the fear in the enemy, praise God, before you ever get there. Amen. Most of the time what we see in the enemy, praise God, it's not that resolution to stand and fight. It's that scaredness, praise God, that impulse to flee and run. Amen. Praise God when you get to giving them the Word of God. But I know something pretty peculiar in this thing. He said, to behold a dream, and I dreamed a dream, and lo, a barley cake. Now this barley cake, that was a poor man's food. Amen. He said, this is a poor man's food, and said it just by chance tumbled in to the host. Now Israel, they were farmers and growers. Amen. They were farmers and growers. They were homesteaders, if you will. They just moved into the area and began to set up a home. Amen. And he said, hey, listen. He said, this just happened this way. These poor people, praise God, this type of something poor, praise God, just come in and just all of a sudden begin to take over. And he said, they begin to knock over the tents, and they begin to smite it, and it fell, and it was overturned, and it lay there. So you see what's taking? He's saying, hey, look, he's telling him this dream. And this other says, hey, that's nothing more than Gideon, praise God, the son of Joash. And said, he's just come. And that man of Israel, you know, remember them Israelites that came into the land? He said, this is none other than them. Just them old poor farmers out there, praise God, them old homesteaders. But he said, he came in tents. The tents represent those nomads. See, the Midianites and the Amalekites were just nomads. They just traveled on. They never did set down no roots. God never allowed them to. They kept moving all the time. Now I want to say the Midianites is a type of the world. Amen. The world's not going to stop for you. The world's going to keep moving. The world's always going to be opposition. Amen. The Amalekites is a type of the flesh. The flesh is always going to rise up against you. The flesh is always going to rise up against your Christian faith. Amen? It's always going to be there. So we see here the Amalekites and the Mennonites, praise God, the world and the flesh, praise God, coming up as an obstacle against the people of God. It always happens that way. The world's always changing around us. The flesh is always trying to rise up. Amen? Hey, praise God, that's just a given. We know it is. Amen. And I thank God we know that. Because we can deal with it. Amen. Because we know. So he said, this is none other than the hand of the Lord, the hand of God. It's delivered Midian and all the host. And the Bible said, when Gideon and his servant had heard this, that he worshiped. Amen. He said, hey, listen. He said, praise be to God. He said, we ain't got nothing to worry about. He said, they're scared to death. He said, hey, I done heard God done. He done told me that I was going to deliver them. And now he said, hey, listen, he said, they themselves had told me that, praise God, that we was going to deliver them, that they were going to be delivered in their hands. So Midian said, okay. He said, I've got a plan. So he goes back with the servant. Amen. And he begins to talk to, he gathers up his 300 men. Now you got to picture this. This is an amazing thing. So he gathers up his 300 men. He said, fellas, I've got the plan. And they said, well, I hope you've got something, because there's a whole mess of them and just a few of us. He said, oh, hey, don't worry about that. He said, God's already delivered the world in the flesh. Praise God. Amen. He's already delivered us from that. Amen. So he said, what we got to do? He said, I want you to get you a trumpet. Now, these trumpets, they weren't, you know, brass bugles like we have today. Amen. They were ram's horns. He said, you get you a trumpet and you empty up your pitcher. And he said, and you get you a light. Amen. And he said, what are we going to do? He said, we're going to take these pitchers, we're going to dump them out, dry them out real good. Amen. Because we don't want to quench the light. He said, the light's got to be able to burn. And the light's got to be able to burn bright. And he said, what I want you to do, he said, I want you to get your lamps. He said, he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. So he took this. Can you picture this? 300 men, they gathered up, and they're standing there with a pitcher in their hand. And they got their trumpet in the other hand, and they took their torch, and they put that torch down in that pitcher. Amen. Can you picture it? And Gideon said, okay, so now we got that all done. So now what we're going to do, said, we're going to split up into three companies. So there's going to be 100 with me and 100 over here and 100 over here. And said, what we're going to do is we're going to go down amongst the enemy. Amen. Yo, don't get ahead of me, brother. He said, we're going to go down amongst the enemy, praise God, and glory be to God. He said, and there's going to be a company over here, and so there's going to be a company over here, and so there's going to be a company over here. And he said, when I tell you, right at the right time, he said, I tell you what you won't do. He said, we're going to break the pitcher, and said, we're going to blow with the trumpet, and we're going to proclaim, praise God, a victory, glory to God. And he said, hey, you know what he was saying? So the Bible said they went down there and said it was at the beginning of the middle watch. Amen. It was that watch that would start at 10 p.m. See, the watch would start at 6 p.m. It would go from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. It goes from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. And then it would go from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Amen. So they said in the middle watch. He said, and so Gideon, the 100 men that were with him, verse 19, came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch, and they had but newly set the watch. And they blew the trumpets and break the pitchers that were in their hands. Now you got a picture. Now picture this with me. Don't lose the picture. So you got Gideon. He gets his men. He gets the picture. He gets the trumpet, and he gets them out there. And he puts 300 men over here. And he puts 300 men over here. And he puts 300 men over here. And it's the middle watch. Hey man, it's 10 o'clock. These guys have just got in. They haven't even had time to settle in their watch yet. Hey, praise God. I want to thank God for God the Son and God the Father and God the Holy Ghost. And I thank God that He never gives time. Praise God for the old devil to settle in your life. Praise God when you're filled with the Holy Ghost of God, and you got somebody on your side, you can remember tonight that God Almighty, He's ever present and He's always working. And just about the time, praise God, that you think you're going to be defeated, praise God, He'll break the lamp and the light will shine, and the enemy, praise God, will have to flee. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God. Well, glory. I thank God He's on my side tonight. The Bible said they took those. Bible said they took those pitchers. They took that ram horn, they blowed, and they broke that pitcher. That light began to shine out. Notice what the Bible says now. And the Bible says, and they, verse 21, and they shouted, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And they stood still, every man in his place. You say, well, preacher, why didn't they advance? Why didn't they run in? They didn't need to. The enemy was surrounded, amen, by the God of glory. He said, hey, listen, I told you, Gideon, I'd deliver them in your hand. We worry and we fight when we come into that valley of indecision, when we stand at the top in the mouth of that valley, praise God, of turmoil in our life, and we wonder, where's the relief? I want to say God is the God of the valley. Praise God. Just like He's the God of the mountain. Amen. Gideon went down there with God the Holy Spirit, God the Lord Jesus, and God the Father. Amen. To do business for Him. Amen. This ain't the only time. You remember in Exodus when He's coming out? They come out across the water and Moses and they realized that that Pharaoh and his army was hot on their trail. And old Moses, they come up against the Red Sea. And people begin to murmur and complain, saying, have you brought us out here to kill us? Is that all you did? And Moses just raised up his stick. He said, hey, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. He raised up his hand and God parted the waters. They congealed and stood in a heap. Amen. And the Bible says that those thousands upon thousands of His Israelites, praise God, marched through on dry ground. Amen. Hey, they didn't march through in mud puddles either. He said they went through on dry ground. Amen. Praise the Lord. That ain't the only place. In 2 Chronicles, He done the same thing. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 17, He said, tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. For tomorrow, go out against them. For the Lord will be with you. Amen. God, hey, listen, youngins. Why do we think God's changed? He's not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changeth not. That same God that was with Gideon is that same God that's with us today. The same God that'll fight your battles for you. It's that same God that'll fight your battles today. Amen. That fall for Him. If we just put our trust in Him. You know, I preached this morning on forgiveness. Seeking forgiveness of God. If we get our heart right with God, we can have faith, praise God, just to believe. Amen. See, it's not as important. Now listen to me, Carol. It's not as important the amount of faith that you have. But the most important thing, Brother Rex, is the object of our faith. Amen? They said, hey, help mine unbelief. Hey, sometimes our faith is weak. But if we keep our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, believing in, trusting, relying on Him, that's all that matters. Because He said, hey, I'll fight your battles for you. Didn't He tell us that we are already overcomers through Christ Jesus? We've already, amen, more than conquerors. We've already overcome. Amen. So if we just do like Gideon, amen, just trust in the Lord. And say, Lord, folks, hey, listen, God's got a plan. And we're just going to be a part of His great big plan. We're going to let Him work for us. And we're going to let Him work in us. Because He knows what's best. And the Bible says that He delivered them up. So they run them down there and they begin to cross the river. And it's an amazing thing that there was a couple of tribes that said, you know what, we don't really want to go into Canaan. Part of us would like to stay over here because it's pretty nice over here on the shores of Jordan. And God said, well, okay, if they want to stay there, you just leave them over on the shores of Jordan. He said, that'll be handy. He said, I'll use them later. Amen. So when these Amalekites and the Midianites and Amalekites start fleeing, gut running away, a type of the world, type of the flesh. Gideon, he sent a messenger, amen, down there to Ephraim. And he said, hey, fellas, He said, there's a bunch of them, Midianites and Amalekites. There's a bunch of the world, a bunch of sin coming your way. He says, they crossed the river. He said, would you take care of it for us? Amen. I will tell you tonight, God's always got your back. If you put your faith and your trust in Him. Amen. He's got a plan and a purpose for your life. Amen. And He'll help you in your walk if we just let Him tonight.